This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Tonight is the end of an important caloric era here in Los Angeles. The Hamburger Hamlet on Sunset Strip is shutting its doors after 60 years. It's the latest in a string of closures around the city, and Kevin Roderick of LA Observed is here to talk about it. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Lisa.
Kevin, it's interesting to learn that Hamburger Hamlet was groundbreaking in its day. Tell me why.
Sure. When it opened in 1950, and it was opened on Sunset Boulevard by a Hollywood couple, Harry and Marilyn Lewis, it was one of the few places where you could go in and sit down and have not a gourmet hamburger, but a nicely made hamburger surrounded by a menu of other good, solid comfort food. As Hamburger Hamlet developed, though, into a chain, it also became known as one of the few restaurant chains in Los Angeles to employ African-American help in visible roles at a time when many restaurants that were serving the white clientele in Los Angeles didn't do that.
Now, it seems like it's a very L.A. thing that the closing of a restaurant gives way to historic wistfulness. But you're reminding us that another restaurant closure gave way to the L.A. Conservancy.
Yes, there is something about Los Angeles and its restaurants. It was the 1970s when the Brown Derby abruptly closed on Wilshire Boulevard and was being demolished. And it was the fight over trying to save the Brown Derby, some piece of evidence of the Brown Derby, that led to the development of the Los Angeles Conservancy. And the only part that ever managed to be saved of that building was the hat that was on top of the Brown Derby. It's now on top of a mini mall in Koreatown.
But it's interesting that it took us till that time to look at historic preservation here. And thank goodness for the LA Conservancy and what they've done.
You know, Los Angeles has always had this love affair with its restaurants and considers them, quote, historic. And the latest one that's up for debate is a taco stand in Studio City. It's called Henry's Tacos, and it's one of these post-war businesses that has developed a lot of fans through the years, and there's a nostalgic feeling for it. It came before the city's Cultural Heritage Commission just last week, and the commission voted to extend it landmark status over the wishes of the owner, and that's going to have to go to the city council and be fought out. But it's one of those things, you know, does a taco stand that's about 50 years old or so really qualify for historic landmark status? And if so, what does that say about Los Angeles?
What does it say? We like our food, or we like our fast food for sure.
You know what it is? I think we like our instant history. There's more than 1,000 locations and items on the list of historic cultural monuments in Los Angeles. That's what they call them. My favorite all time was a tower of wooden pallets that were stacked up in the backyard of a man's home in Van Nuys. He started stacking these pallets that he'd gathered from a local brewery, and the city declared it art, and it retained landmark status until after he died, and then it was just abruptly swept away.
So it's only a glimmer in your eye or something.
Yes, or a pile of junk, depending on how you want to look at it.
Kevin Roderick of LA Observe joins us each week to talk about all matters having to do with the city. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Lisa.